This is the IC Pixels podcast with David and Anthony Cavins. We're going to talk about design in everyday situations.
This is David,
and we're back to talking to your ear about things that pertain to design. Today we're going to talk about how we got into design, what influenced us, and what led us down this path.
Yep. So I guess we can start by, most kids when they're little want to be like firemen or hackers, or I don't know what little kids want to be these days, Instagram models, but
mostly that.
When you were little, what did you want to be, or did you even think about it?
I'm sure I thought about it. I don't remember exactly, honestly. I mean, I know I've always, like, you know, we've been artists and stuff like that for a long time. Our grandmother was a painter, and like a lot of people in our family are photographers and all kind of stuff. So that's always been an influence around us. But what I definitely wanted to be when I was young, I don't know. I really can't think of a thing that I thought I would do for a living, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of the same way. I know little kids are like, I want to be a fireman or whatever, you know, typical stuff they want to be, but when I was little, I don't recall ever like having some plan thought out, but no. I will say that, like you said, we were around, when we were little at least, we were around a lot of people with like diverse backgrounds, not necessarily diverse people like white people, black people, but like diverse backgrounds and careers, in terms of like everybody in our family is not a doctor or a lawyer. And it's not like, oh, you got to go into the family business type of situation or anything like that. It's like there's a whole lot of different there's a whole lot of variability in different careers and stuff like that.
Yeah. And a lot of people are, you would call creatives, even if it's not in their career. It's, you know, in their free time or something like that, they are doing something creative. So we're all, something we've always been surrounded by.
Right. I think that plays a part as well, because when you're able to see that being creative can actually make you money, especially when you're little, or you see like adults who are like, yeah, I got to go to work and be creative. You're like, what? You can do that for real?
Yeah.
Cause I remember, I don't remember how old we were, but we was young, and we were at grandma's house, and I was coloring something. And my grandma was like, you know, you're really getting really good. If you keep getting better, you're going to give me a challenge where I'm going to have to step my game up or whatever. I knew she was just kind of, you know, gassing me up. She wasn't for real. But in the back of my head, I was like, yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm good at this. And that made me, like, I think that's another part that played in a role, is that, like, I was definitely encouraged in my designy type stuff, you know?
Yeah. I've seen things said that, like, every kid, I mean, you ask any kid if they're an artist and they're going to tell you yeah, but it's people that are artists as an adult, they're the ones that just never stopped. A lot of people, they get older and they drop out of it because for one reason or another, either they weren't pushed into it, or they just lack the confidence, or just, I don't know, many reasons, or they find something else that they'd rather do or whatever. But I mean, I know for me it's kind of weird when I hear people is like, oh, I'm just not a creative person. Which, I mean, I guess that's a thing, but I don't know how to not be that way. So it's kind of, I don't know. It's kind of interesting, but I mean, it started early for us with this, you know, that kind of encouragement, that even if it wasn't just about money, just like, oh, okay, this is a thing you could do.
Yeah.
Because remember, our dad, he has like a lot of hobbies and stuff like that. He does like models and train sets and comic books and all kinds of random stuff that he does on the side, that I remember growing up and seeing that and seeing him paint models and stuff like that, model airplanes and all that kind of stuff, and us wanting to do that. Not necessarily for money, but just like, oh, you get to create something and, like, you know, the craftsmanship and the care put into something. That you know, just using the imagination. It was like a, I don't know, it's like a way of life for us growing up. So,
well, I think that's, like, as a parent, I think that's important that your kids can see you, even if that's not necessarily your career, but they can see you still get to enjoy some quote unquote kid things as an adult. Not that making models or drawing or whatever is a kid thing, but like a lot of people look at like, well, I'm older, I have to be responsible. So I'm going to spend all my time, you know, getting this
watching
degree.
Football.
I'm going to get this degree. I'm going to be whatever career pays the most. And then on the weekends, I'm going to watch football and eat Cheetos or whatever. And yeah. I'm not going to have really, you know, pursue my hobbies or anything like that, which, you know, that's a choice you can make. But I feel like as a child, if I hadn't seen my father, my grandmother, my mother, my sister, like all these other people, my aunts and uncles and stuff like that.
Our granddad.
Yeah, if I hadn't seen these people doing creative things on the side and also hustling on the side. Because a lot of these people, that wasn't their main job. Like, that's my other job that I do just to hustle or make money. And I think that definitely influenced me, not just in being creative, but also in the whole area of, well, not, it kind of encouraged me to go be more entrepreneurial and not necessarily scared, like, I have to get a job. Because you run into a lot of people like that, that their goal is to get a degree so they can get a job. And then they're done. It's never like, what else are you going to do? It's just get a degree so you can get a job so you can pay your mortgage that you're going to get.
Yeah. You never, yeah. There's no like aspirations for what you're going to leave. Like what your legacy will be, like what your mark on the world will be or something like that. I mean, because I know for me personally, it's like a big thing. It's like I feel like I'm leaving something behind now because of the creative endeavors I have. It's like, no, that's mine. That's my thing. That's, you know. Could potentially be in a history book or something like that.
Doubt it.
But hey, whoa.
whoa. But don't hate on my dreams.
Yeah, kind of crushed my dreams right now. But so it's kind of, I don't know. It's important to have all those kind of things. You know, have some kind of creative outlet and the, you know, 12 jobs.
Yeah. And then, like, I think the other thing was that what helped our parents facilitated it is that, you know, we didn't go to them and like, Father, I want to sing and dance. But they were like, when they saw it.
I did, actually.
Like, better stop acting like that. But,
like, hey, your son.
Yo, man up. Put some bass in your voice. But,
our parents don't talk like that, but whatever.
When they saw that I was interested in like art and stuff like that, they definitely helped us, you know, kind of pursue that. And that definitely helped because it wasn't just like squashing our dreams immediately, like, nah, stop doing that. Or because I think there are parents that allow their kids to do art and stuff like that when they're little.
Yeah.
But then like when it's time to go to college or even maybe high school, they say, okay, you need to focus.
All right, you need to stop. Yeah.
You need to get that, you know, drugs, basketball, or rap. Pick one.
Yeah.
Well, if you're black. If you're white, you can pick anything.
Yeah, whatever you want. But I think, yeah, I know with my son, I mean, he wants to do all kinds of stuff or whatever. And, like, we may not have had all the opportunities that he has now growing up, but... It's like now if I'm able to, I put him in. He's been in everything. I mean, art classes, theater classes.
Theater?
Cooking classes. Theater.
Theater.
Yeah. He wants to be a thespian. And, so he's been able to do a lot of different things. I mean, I didn't get to do all those things, but I did get to explore some of those things, or at least my mind was open to doing whatever, even if it wasn't like I was in a class or something like that. It's just something I naturally like was inclined to.
Yeah.
I feel like, because I think it's like a part of the way you're, if that part of your brain, the creative part of your brain is fostered when you're young, I think you can learn to see it in any, you know, in anything. I mean, because I I cook the same way I paint. I mean, I, you know, it's the same part of my brain that I use to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That just, you know, being creative and, you know.
I don't need no recipe.
Yeah. And I watch a lot of Chopped.
Yeah, I like Chopped. My kids like that too. But I think.
Yeah, we've been watching it all for a week now.
Yeah, I think showing, well, as a parent, I think showing your children examples of different careers is important. And I remember when we were younger, our mom took us to see like an artist. Like, it wasn't like Michelangelo, or obviously not, but it was like just a regular, like a commercial artist, like a guy that does caricatures.
Michelangelo was big.
But I thought that helped. Like, it's not like this was the defining moment of my life, but I felt like I got to see that, hey, there are, you can make money at this. This is like a real thing. It's not just something that you have to leave behind as you get older. And I think that helped me a lot. And then, you know,
I've seen that guy at a dog park. I moved, but I used to see him at the dog park all the time.
He's still out there in the streets.
Yeah, no, he's still out here.
I wouldn't recognize him if I saw him, because I don't remember what he looked like, but
exactly the same.
So other than like seeing examples of what we could be, I think what else also helped me is like, I had several good, not like amazing, but I had good art teachers in elementary school and in high school that would, like, they saw that I was pretty good, and they were like, you know, why don't you try this? Why don't you do this other thing? Why don't you do this extra, like, stuff? And because I was into art, I would do it, even though, like, you know, I wasn't getting any extra points for it or nothing like that. Because I remember in high school, I used to, you know, everybody had like the trapper keepers and stuff like that. I used to have like, I would get, instead of getting a trapper keeper, because I didn't think they were that great, because they already had like all the designs and stuff on them, I would get just like a regular white binder with a sleeve on it, so you could stick something in it on the outside. Yeah. And then I would draw something, like trying to have some cool drawing on there, and kids would always be like, yo, what do you got on your trapper today or whatever. So I would always try and draw stuff, because obviously it would get me attention from guys and girls. I mainly cared about the girls, but it would get, you know, you're the kid that can draw, so it will draw attention to you, and people want to see what you're doing.
Yeah, I remember I did that and came in there, and some kid saw my notebook and started trying to rip the thing out of there. I don't know what was wrong with that kid. I was like, what is wrong with you? He was like angry. I don't know what's wrong with that kid.
What was it a picture of?
And yeah.
I had a picture of a swastika, but, and this kid just started acting crazy for no reason. I don't understand.
No, I think it was some cartoon or something. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with that kid. I think he had issues, but because I remember we used to like every summer like sit around and draw, like redraw the basketball logos and like cartoon characters and comic book characters. That's all we did during the summer. Like, we used to just sit there and draw and try to make graffiti and like draw shoes and like all kinds of stuff like that. And it's like, honestly, at that point, I wasn't thinking about it in the sense of like, oh, I can be a graphic designer. It was just like
something fun to do.
Yeah, it was like, oh, this is a cool logo. I'm going to draw it and just draw it and draw it and draw it. And yeah, and you become the kid that can draw at school, and then that gets you
nothing.
It gets you nothing. Just gets people asking you, random people walking up to you and say, hey, can you draw something? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, because I used to do I would draw my name in graffiti, obviously. I've never been one to actually do real graffiti, like spray it on anything, but I can draw it. So I used to draw my name all the time, and then girls would always come up to me asking me to draw their name. And young David thought he had a chance, like, oh, she asked me to draw her name, you know, I got a chance with her. No, I didn't. But, well, I might have if I had done the right thing, but I didn't. I just drew her name and then was like, eh. But I used to draw people's names, and then guys, occasionally I want to say I might have actually gotten some money off of like drawing a girl's name. Like, a guy would ask me to draw his girlfriend's name or whatever, so I'd draw like some butterflies flying around or whatever in graffiti and color it and stuff like that.
Girls like butterflies.
That's what I hear. But
yeah, I used to I don't think I drew stuff for people that often. I just mainly did it myself.
Yeah,
it was just like, I mean, people would ask me to help them with their projects and stuff like that, but
Yeah, I tried not to draw for people too much because obviously there was no benefit in it. Like after a while, like so when I first came to the school, you know, people found out I could draw and they would ask me for stuff. But then I fell back on doing stuff for people because it really did not benefit me in any way. Like you think it's gonna do something, but that's a whole nother discussion about how it doesn't work. But I want to say,
well, I mean, back then I mostly did it for my own. I had a notebook full of stuff that I used to sit down and draw, and I had like other notebooks where, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I used to.
It was mostly
when new kids would come to school. I would, like, me and my friend Charles, we're still friends today, and still draw and stuff like that. But we would always go and go, hey, you know how to draw? And if we met somebody who knew how to draw, like, we automatically try and be their friend and check out their work or whatever. And it's funny because a lot of those kids that knew how to draw, a lot of them went back, like, went to regular careers. Most of them are not doing, like, the type of stuff that we're doing.
Yeah, yeah. I know for me, I mean, even though I was a kid that could draw or something like that, there was other kids that could draw mm-hmm. better. And not yeah. anymore.
Yeah, there was definitely some kids that were better than me, but then they got caught up in whatever else, girls or basketball yeah. or whatever else. And so by the time like high school came around, I was better than everybody because I stuck with it, kind of.
And with me, by the time now, I'm better than because I just, I don't know, a lot of people aren't doing it anymore,
people stop.
And I've, like, actually decided to take it seriously, so, I mean, I don't know. I mean, our sister stopped. She had, like, she had painting classes mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff, and hadn't done it since.
So, I guess, aside from, like, childhood, so when it was time for me to go to college, I knew that I wanted to do something art related or in that area. And so like, I chose my major accordingly. And I think it was like kind of a factor of all the stuff that had happened before where I knew that this was something I wanted to do and there was viable careers in this area. Even though like I guess I hadn't really I'd seen a few examples, you know, as a child, but I hadn't really like thought hard, long and hard about what am I going to do when I'm finished with college, because that wasn't like something I thought about much. But I just knew like I want to do something art related. I want to do something creative. So I went in and majored in graphic design and character animation. But that's kind of where people really make a decision what they're going to do, is like kind of when they go to college. And I feel like it's kind of, you're kind of young and uninformed to be making that important decision at that point, but I feel like I did make the right decision because I'm not unhappy with my career or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I know for me, like, after spending years of drawing in elementary, high school, you know, designing my class t-shirt, like, all kinds of stuff like that, pissing off the teachers because I designed my own graduation invitations and didn't want to buy their stuff for way too much money. At some point along the line, I decided to go be a business major in college. I don't know why.
Like it kind of goes hand in hand with entrepreneurial.
It does. Well, okay. So at that point in time, shortly before that time, it's some point in college, I had like me and some friends had put together like this like play or whatever, and we, you know, we were doing that whole thing, and we had all plans to make a production company and all that kind of stuff. We had the idea before Tyler Perry had the idea, basically. That's what I'm trying to say. But I don't know. So it's like I went into college with that on my mind. So I think that's why I was thinking like, okay, well, I'm gonna you know, be a business major or whatever, so I can do this. And I was, you know, kind of just pushing the drawing, the art, and all that kind of stuff to the side. But I don't know. That kind of stuff kind of fizzled out over time, and like, you know, after I started taking some classes and stuff, I just realized it just wasn't like, I didn't care about that kind of stuff. I mean, I like business or whatever. I like the idea of working for myself and everything like that, but I didn't want to go to school for it. It's like, I really wanted to like, okay, I can really focus on the art. This is what I need to be doing. This is what I'm naturally good at. And don't know. That's when I switched schools and all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, I feel like... Well, this is kind of off topic, but you know how, like, I've met a lot of people that are like, yeah, I want to start my own business, but I got to get my business degree first, or I want to do this, but I got to get my MBA first. And I feel like in a lot of those situations, like, if you were going to do it, you would have done it. Like, you wouldn't need, unless, like, you have to have a degree to do this. Like, I want to be a doctor, but I got to get my degree first. Okay, that makes sense. But a lot of these other things, like, you don't need a degree to have a business or open a production company or whatever. So... a lot of people I've talked to use like their degree or their whatever schooling they need as a crutch or as an excuse for why they're not doing it.
Not doing it. Basically, they want the validation from somebody else.
Yeah, you're good enough. You're smart enough. Yeah.
Qualified. Yeah. Instead of just going
figuring it out.
You know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm the king of fake it till you make it, though.
Yeah, well, so the other thing that kind of influenced where I went with in terms of like getting into design was in my junior year of college, I got an internship as a graphic designer. So my major in a college technically was not like I really wasn't going directly for graphic design or even web design when I was in college. I was doing character animation. Because that was like Toy Story, I think, had recently come out, and like the whole 3D animation was big, and 3D modeling and all that stuff. So I got into that. It was interesting. I learned a lot, but then I couldn't get an internship. And when people came in that field, I couldn't get an internship. I couldn't find one. And then when people came to the school to talk about like the career path and all that type of stuff, it was a whole lot of starving artists type of situations. You know, of course, all this may be different now. Like, don't, if you're investigating or thinking about it, don't let me discourage you. But I just wasn't psyched about it, and I didn't want to get in a career where I would be, you know, unable to support myself or whatever for some period of time while I struggled to get on at Disney or whatever. So I got an internship doing graphic design because I was like, well, at least it's an internship. It's in a design related field, at least I can learn some stuff here. And when I did that internship, I was like, oh my goodness, this is so much more interesting and so much more fun. And I can see like a quick way to succeed in this area. And part of what I was doing in that internship was I had to do some work for the web, like design graphics to use on websites and stuff like that. And I taught myself Macromedia Flash. Well, back when it was Macromedia, I taught myself Flash during that internship. And after that internship, I knew like, all right, I'm not going into character animation or 3D modeling or anything like that. I still know how to do it, but I was like, no, I'm doing graphic design. It's more interesting. Because I remember all throughout college, like I'd be doing like designing some or modeling something or doing some little animation or whatever. And yeah, it was kind of interesting, but I would see what the graphic design students were doing. And I was like, oh, that is cool. I want to do that. So, that's when I was like, all right, screw it. I can't, I'm not going to stay in school a few more years to get a graphic design degree. I'm just going to use my degree as is and turn it into a graphic design degree. So, you know, I already kind of had the knowledge and knew what I needed to do, the basics. So a lot of it I figured out on my own. And then during my senior year in college, I wasn't taking a full load because I'd taken extra classes over the summer and all this other stuff. So what I did was in my free time, I taught myself HTML and CSS because I was like, I want to learn this. But I'm not going to pay like a couple thousand dollars to sign up for another class just to learn this and, you know, kind of delay my graduation and all that other stuff. So I just taught myself, and then I got a job on campus where I had to do that type of stuff. Like, it helped me learn even more. And basically I was working with like a computer science major that helped me, kind of taught me more about it. So I was able to basically, it was like during my junior and senior year, I kind of changed my major without changing my major, if that makes sense.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. You can graduate with one thing, and then, like, cause technically, I don't have a graphic design degree, unless you're looking at my resume. But I mean, technically it's just an art, straight up art degree, but I mean, I do what I want with that, depending on who's asking. Yeah. But I mean, my path was a little bit different. I mean, I was in school for business or whatever, and I started taking more art classes when I was at that school, and I was like, okay, well, this is what I really need to do. And so I decided to switch schools, but I took a year off first, and yada, yada, yada. I found out I was having a son, and I was working third shift at Walmart at that time and going to school at the same time. But I don't know. It was crazy because, I've worked a bunch of random jobs, and it's like one thing it's always been that design part of me that's in my brain. Because I remember working at Dollar General, and every time I had to set up an end cap or something like that, I would try to set it up in an interesting way, and it's like, you know, things that did not have anything to do with art, where it's just like, oh, just put this on the shelf. I'm sitting there trying to figure out a way to design with it.
Be creative.
Or some kind of way to be creative with it, yeah. And so, like, it's like working third shift at Walmart, and some of the people there were just completely drained. I don't know. I don't know what it is with people that work third shift, but some of them, wow. it was like they had given up hope, and it was like me and a couple other people just were like, no, we can't stay here. We gotta get out of here. And I was able to, I was going to school at the time, and I applied for some random job doing some computer work, and I had picked up some things from my brother. He'd showed me how to use Photoshop and stuff like that. I copped it on the low and like started learning how to use it and everything. So I went in this job, and I already knew some things, and I was going to school for it, so I knew some other things too. But I got a job there, which basically turned into when I got there, they were trying to get me to cold call people and sell them on websites. That never worked. But then that basically turned into a web design, graphic design job, which turned into another web graphic design at another company, and just on and on and on. I basically just kept on switching. Well, it was the same people, but the company kept on kind of changing. So
basically like on the job training type of situation.
Yeah, because I was going to school at the same time while I was doing all this, but I was also working. And honestly, I mean, at school, I mean, I wouldn't say I didn't learn anything in graphic design, but because I had been messing around with it for a while the whole time, it was basically in school like, oh, okay, yeah, just phoning it in. It's like, oh, you need some logos? All right, yeah, let me just do some logos real quick for the assignment and then just keep it moving. It wasn't like I wouldn't call it particularly challenging.
That's why I didn't want to go back and get a real graphic design degree. I feel like I would have definitely learned some things. Probably would have been a cool experience to get like some of the specifics that I've learned over the years now. But yeah, it would have been just like, I know this stuff. Like, as part of my degree, I had to learn all the tools. Like, so I know Photoshop, Illustrator, like all that. The tools a graphic designer would use, InDesign, like that type of stuff. So I was like, well, I know the tools, so I just need to learn the concepts behind it. And a lot of that stuff applies in web design as well. So I didn't feel like I needed to go back.
Yeah.
But like you were saying about like working jobs that were not creative, yeah. I had to, during college, of course, you have to work whatever jobs you have. So I used to cut grass, and I worked at FedEx for a while, and I used to do customer service, like answering phone calls and stuff like that. A lot of those jobs were so frustrating, but those are kind of what kind of pushed me more into doing like the entrepreneurial stuff on the side, because during college and after college, it's almost pretty much at every time when I've had to like take some other job that was not in my real field, like doing customer service or whatever, I would always be hustling on the side, trying to do a logo here for somebody or do a poster for somebody, do graphic design for somebody, build a website or whatever. And so as I was doing that, it was always like, I never had that kind of desperate, I've given up all hope type of feeling like a lot of the people I worked with. Mm-hmm. And just working around those people made me feel bad, because I was like, man, this is literally their only job, and this is what they have to look for. They're just waiting for, they're working for a paycheck. That's all they can look forward to. They're working for the weekend.
Yeah, I can still see those people at Walmart. Just, oh my goodness. They just, and this other good job, this restaurant I worked at, like this one girl, oh my God, I bet she still works there. But oh my God, it's just something, I don't know what it is. I know people have different struggles in life and everything, but I really don't know what it is. Like that just like pure, like, it's not desperation. It's just like flat out, like I've given up. I'm just working and that's it. And I'm just going to come in here, do my time, and then I'm gonna go home and
yeah. It's like they're in jail.
Watch a game or whatever I got to do, and then I'm going to go to work again and it just be miserable. And it was, I don't know. I listened to a lot of College Dropout around that time.
Yeah. I think listening to that and other stuff I used to listen to music-wise kind of helped motivate me to not give up hope. Because I could have stayed at some of those jobs. Some of those jobs, I was making okay money for the time, but I was not making okay money if you consider the fact that I had a college degree and I knew how to do stuff. So I was always like, I remember, so one of the jobs I was sitting there just answering phones all day for a health insurance company. While I was sitting there, I was like, oh, I can draw. So I found some paper and I started drawing. And one of my friends who sat by me, he had a car. Like he had a nice, like an old school on some 20s or whatever. Mm. It looked pretty good. So I just started drawing and he was like, oh, you can draw? Can you draw my car? So I just sketched it up real quick. It wasn't a great drawing, but he really liked it and he was all thankful and stuff like that. So like that type of stuff was like, oh yeah, I got some talents. I don't need to stay here. Yeah. And so eventually I actually got fired from that job, but it just motivated me to, because I really didn't care about it, but it motivated me to go ahead and start my own business and like do stuff I wanted to do and be happy doing it instead of just doing what I had to do just to make a little bit of money.
Yeah. I know for me, like, I mean, even after school and everything and working for a while, like I never, like a lot of the jobs I had, they weren't too aggressive with paying me as much as I should be getting paid.
So there are very few people that are going to be aggressively paying. That's okay, strange
didn't terminology. They didn't pay me enough. They just straight up didn't pay me enough. But so a lot of times I've had to do other things. I mean, I had a legit photography business for a little while. Actually, I have a photo shoot for that soon. But I started doing a lot of things, like every creative thing I could on the side, because you know, for money. Instead of just, because I knew I could not just go get some job, like, okay, fine, I'll just throw in the towel and I'll go, I don't know what people do for a living, but you know, just go do whatever, answer phones or something like that. Cause I mean, I've known people and it's like, they even seem that by all appearances, they live a good life and everything. They've got a lot of stuff going for them or whatever, but wherever they're working has nothing to do with what they went to school with, and I don't even know what their passions are. Like, if they have anything outside of that, or if it's just, I just go to work, and this is what, because a lot of people, it's like an application. It's like, I mean, it's understandable. It's like you have a kid or something like that, and it's like, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But a lot of people, I mean, I had a kid early, and like, me and his mom finished school. So, it's kind of like,
what's your excuse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, but you gotta like have save some room for you, like pursuing
enjoying life,
and then also pursuing your own kind of dreams and asking yourself what your dreams are. Otherwise, you're gonna look back and you know have nothing to show for yourself except for like, well, you know, I'm paying my bills and you know my kids are happy even though they don't respect me, but you know, hey. But no, I don't know. But I mean, I don't know. It's just something that's always been important to me to keep on doing that, because even though I could just go get some random job or something like that here and there, I mean, it's a lot more fulfilling for me to find these random side hustles, and ultimately they pay more if you have a skill that, you know, somebody can't just walk in and take your job. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I took kind of the, not the opposite route, but I did just kind of go get a job after college because I couldn't find something in my field. And
you moved, those, so that helped.
I'm saying before I moved. After college, I moved back to Alabama where I'm from and got a job doing customer service, answering phones. It wasn't in my field at all. It was just a job because I got that letter from Sallie Mae And he was like, Sally may start taking some money out your check if you don't pay her. So,
That
I started, I was like, well, I got to take care of my responsibilities. And so I got a job. But at the same time, I was constantly, like you, always trying to do stuff on the side. And the good thing was that job allowed me to do, it gave me enough flexibility where I was able to still do stuff on the side. And then eventually when I quit that or got fired from that job, I got another job doing customer service, same type of stuff, but it was a situation where I was working from home. It was very flexible. I picked my own hours. And so again, I was able to do stuff I wanted to do on the side. So I think that's something also worth considering for somebody that's in the same situation is like, do what you have to do to pay your bills and to take care of your family, whatever, but find a way to still include some time working on what you want for your future. 'Cause like you said, when you go in Walmart and third shift, you do not want to be there next year or maybe even next week, much less 5 years from now.
I don't want to be there in the next hour.
So like when I was there, I knew I did not want to work there that long because the people that worked there for a long time, like they were okay, I guess, but I felt like there was no future. I was not happy. And so it was just depressing. So with that in mind, I was constantly looking for something else, looking for another job, looking for ways to do stuff on the side or whatever.
Even like after, I had a job in my field. Sometimes I felt like I wasn't living up to my potential, I guess you could say. There was the money aspect, and I was, wanted more money, but also some days I felt like I wasted 8 hours of my day because some of the things I was doing were kind of monotonous or just felt wasn't I wasn't I mean even in my field I was feeling like I was not doing everything I could, even though and that's the frustrating thing for me, because I really feel like I'm here for a reason, and I gotta, why am I just sitting here at a desk not doing anything? Now, I have like a main contract that I work on, but I have a bunch of stuff I work on, and I work from home, so I find myself working and really making the most out of every moment of the day. And some days that means working like sun up to sun down, but I don't know, I don't feel like I'm wasting my days anymore. And that's ultimately feels better to me because, when I was just sitting there feeling like I was wasting my time, I started working on other stuff, other things when there wasn't anything to do, just so that my time was well spent. Because I don't know, I just
Yeah, I
kind of waste my
definitely
life.
have felt like I've wasted a lot of days just either because I had a job that where I could not do anything else, or like I was just wasting time doing stupid monotonous tasks that I didn't want to do. But yeah, I guess these are all things worth thinking about when you're evaluating what you're doing with your life. Because even now, like there's some days where I have to do boring, monotonous stuff in my day job, but I look forward to leaving that day job and coming home and being able to do something I actually enjoy, or finishing up some project I'm working on for myself and not just stuff for whatever company I work for or whatever.
Yeah, and you gotta find that balance, because I know everybody's not gonna have something in their field, but make sure you find something outside of that that is your project, your passion project, or whatever your thing you're doing. You don't have to be crazy like me and like have 12 jobs, but it's what I want to do. I like to do all these things, and I feel like I can do just about anything. So it's like I'm gonna try to do it if I can find time. I'm gonna. I'm gonna be a painter or photographer or web designer or graphic designer or photographer. Did I already say that?
Yes, you already said that.
Okay. I'm gonna write a comic book, do a podcast. I don't know. I'm just gonna keep on adding things within reason, but
Yeah, I've been accused of being a Jamaican multiple times because I had multiple jobs. And I was like, that's not a bad thing. Like, so what?
I think it's actually something that's in our blood, honestly, because
Yeah, because we are
everybody,
actually from,
well,
we're not Jamaican, but we are from that area.
Bahamian. So, yeah, we got mad family in the Bahamas. So it's like, But I mean, honestly, like, you know, my uncle, I spent some time with him when I first moved to Atlanta, and like more time than I had before. And he, you know, he told me about the whole family tree and stuff like that, like our relatives in the Bahamas and stuff like that. And then like, it's like we're all, it's like our whole family is like that, where we got like mad jobs and like can't do one thing. So it's like, I don't know. It made me feel better because I thought I was just crazy and just couldn't focus on one thing. But it's like, nah, we're all like that. We all kind of just have to do everything and find that balance. Because I know some people say, it's like, oh, you need to focus on one thing. But I literally cannot focus on one thing for too long because I get bored with it. So I do another thing to balance myself out and flip back and forth. But you got to find something that works for you, I think. So.
Yeah. That reminds me of, I don't remember which relative it was, but somebody, they were talking about one of our relatives, and they were like, whenever someone would ask him what he did for a living, he would always say, it depends on what time of day it is.
Yeah.
Because during the day, he had one job. In the evening, he would do like people's taxes or whatever. On the weekends, he was doing something else. And that's how I've trying to be too. Like, I stay with multiple streams of income because I don't want to count on one job.
Yeah, I don't trust people or jobs or anything like that. I mean, even if it's a great job and everything, I mean, that business could go, they could go out of business or something like that. And I mean, I don't know. I just don't trust putting all my eggs in one basket and letting somebody else, you know, have that much control over my, you know, well-being. I mean, might as well call him daddy.
Yeah, we from Harlem. We don't do that.
But, yeah, but some of this stuff goes into, I mean, some of it has a, I feel like we're drifting into time management, and that's another episode.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That is probably going to be a topic for another episode. But this week, we're going to keep it a little shorter because, the days have gotten shorter because daylight saving time, so podcasts get a little shorter too. And Walking Dead is coming on soon, so you know,
yeah,
gotta schedule your life around that. So be sure to comment and rate and subscribe and follow us. A quick follow up on our episode about our social media stuff. I noticed we got a few more followers on Instagram and maybe on Twitter. I don't know. I haven't checked recently.
Definitely on Instagram.
Yeah. I haven't noticed that. But, yeah, continue. If you haven't followed us, please do at Alien Muffin on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And is that all the social medias that there are? I think that's it.
Black Planet.
I haven't set up the Black Planet page.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, tune in again next week. We'll have another episode so for you. Be sure to follow our personal accounts as well. I'm at DK12 on Instagram, and you can get lots of pictures of sunsets and leaves. Because I went to nature and sunset. That's all you're gonna get on my Instagram.
Well, and you can follow me at AntCave on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, you recently released some paintings based on a painting based on Stranger Things. Definitely check that one out.
Oh yeah, the new hotness. I'm making prints. The original sold before I was done with the painting, but I'm making prints. I got a bunch of prints coming out of different artwork. So check it out. They're gonna be $20 for the holidays. I'm gonna take care of that when I get back from
stocking stuffers,
being on a boat for a while. So.
For sure.
Holla.
Yeah. We'll holla at you next week or 2 weeks from now, whenever the next episode comes out. Bye.